This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, we saw a few surprises last week in the July milk production report, and we had a surprise jump in Tuesday's GDT. China seems to be back.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here, Lee. Milk production, let's look at the U.S. milk production real quick. It's more of the same. Where the surprise came was in the revision for the June number. The USDA came back and said there's 137 million less pounds of milk that we produced in June. That's like 0.8%. They knocked off the June milk production report. I've never seen, in 22 years of doing this, I don't think I've ever seen a 137 million pound revision. You get some 60s and 70s and maybe 80 million pound revisions, but nothing over 100 million. That's a huge miss by the USDA and further supports what we've talked about all year, Lee, which is that milk production is the wild card here from a standpoint of price. It is going to underpin and support U.S. markets going forward well into 2025. You can have setbacks. Demand gets a vote, but we remain really snug on milk in the U.S.
Yeah, the good news is the GDT.
Yeah, China has been very lackluster in demand. You know, obviously, their economy, I think, still has problems. But as far as dairy product demand, you know, it's been really kind of weak over the past couple of years. This has been going on really since the end of COVID, and that changed here recently. We've had pockets of this before, though, where you've had big demand kind of come out of China and then go away pretty quickly. And unfortunately for your listeners, I think that's what's going on right now. Boots on the ground that we have for StoneX in China seem to think that this is really driven by kind of a bearish sentiment overall that both physical traders and distributors of product in China have held for a long time now. And I think because of that, they've trimmed their inventories. So they're carrying less. And then if demand does perk up just a little bit, they end up getting caught short. And that's what we've seen here, I think, on the GDT last week. So I think, you know, it's the finder of fact. We still don't know if this is going to be something that's sustainable or if it's a pocket of demand where people go, hey, we just got caught a little short here. But it is good to see that there's demand out there and that this has the potential of kind of turning the markets around globally.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're at the great New York State Fair in Syracuse. Eileen Jensen, Executive Director of the New York Animal Ag Coalition.
The mobile dairy experience is brand new this year. We've launched it, cut the ribbon, and we've been welcoming fairgoers now here at the MDE for short. And it's an experience that tells the entire story from farm to fridge. When you walk inside of our experience, you will be able to learn in a variety of ways. And it has taken more than a decade to come up with this final idea of this mobile dairy experience. We have a lot of interactive pieces for people of all ages to learn about how we care for our animals on the farm. We have interactive pieces to learn about the steps that it takes to make milk and make dairy products. We want to promote careers, so we have a lot of interactive videos to learn about the careers in the dairy industry. And finally, we have very interactive pieces to learn about the nutritional benefits of dairy products.
How did you come up with the content of this?
There is a lot of content in the mobile dairy experience, and a real key part of this is, as NIAC, we are a coalition of organizations, and we have access to a network of people in the New York dairy industry contributed to that content. It took a lot of people to make this happen. We broke this into five different sections when you walk into our trailer, from farm to fridge, so that consumers can understand it better. And for us, after a decade of planning, we're really excited to be here launching this and getting ready to take it all over New York State next year. And so New York dairy farmers have built this. New York dairy farmers own this. Our NIAC organization are really proud to hopefully in the future have agribusinesses and more farms on board to support this financially. We're going to be in Livingston County, New York at Farm Fest in early September. We're heading to Ontario County Fun on the Farm in late September. And then we're going to do a three-day event at Schuylerville High School in Eastern New York. After that, this rig is hitting the road in March of 2025, and it will be on the road through Thanksgiving of next year, all over every corner of New York State.
How do people learn more about the mobile dairy experience?
At our website, nyanimalag.org. And that'll also be where we post a schedule for where the mobile dairy experience will be heading next year, and also how you can learn more about how to schedule it and how you can get it at one of your events in your local community.
Eileen Jensen, the Executive Director of the New York Animal Ag Coalition at the great New York State Fair. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, John. We really appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.